SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News. Across New Delhi are memorials honouring the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. But around 80 kilometres outside India's capital is a very different kind of monument, a temple celebrating the man who killed him. Here, it's not Gandhi that's the hero, but Nathuram Godse, the Hindu extremist who murdered Gandhi in 1948. Ashok Sharma is the temple's founder and a member of the right-wing Hindu nationalist group Hindu Mahasabha.
We received donations from the public to build this, both from supporters of Godse and from those who hate Gandhi. It's not just that we love Godse. We hate Gandhi with a passion because he got 42 lakh Indians killed during partition.
He and others like him blame Gandhi for ceding territory to Muslims during the partition that created India and Pakistan. They're admirers of Adolf Hitler and want to see India become an ethno-religious state for its Hindu majority.
The first and biggest genocide happened during the partition of India and Pakistan, for which Gandhi was responsible. There was no way to punish such a person in the Indian constitution or the penal code. Had he not been killed at that time, he would have divided India into one or two more parts.
Hindu Mahasabha has long been known for its extremist views, including staging reenactments of Gandhi's murder. But their campaign to whitewash Nathuram Godse's image has carried into the mainstream. In recent years, several members of India's ruling party, the BJP, have called Godse a patriot. In March of this year, a former High Court judge and BJP member said he couldn't choose between Gandhi and his killer when asked on a TV show. Analysts say that Gandhi's refusal to use violence against his political opponents and willingness to give concessions is what made him a target of right-wing nationalists, both when he was alive and decades after his assassination. Professor Apoorvanand is a cultural and political commentator from the University of Delhi.
His ideas of non-violence were also detested and resisted by a majority of Indians, I would say. Mainly those who espoused the cause of India as a Hindu nation or Hindu Rashtra. So Gandhi was never a non-controversial figure. Gandhi robbed Hindu men of their manhood by mesmerizing them with the idea of non-violence.
Attacks on Gandhi aren't just about what he may have done in the past. They're about what his ideals mean in India today. Ideals of secularism and non-violence that have increasingly come under strain during the prime ministership of Narendra Modi. During this year's general election, Narendra Modi was criticised for alleged hate speech after he described Muslims as infiltrators during a political rally. Mr. Modi denied using hate speech and secured a third term as Prime Minister. But his ruling party, the BJP, lost its majority in the parliament.
Its Prime Minister goes on spreading hatred openly against Muslims, openly. You scan his speeches of last 2 months, 3 months. Open hate campaign against Muslims. He has stopped using even dog whistle. He's very brazen, open about it, that he is instigating Hindus against Muslims. That he is not succeeding is something which is making him frustrated.
Before being sworn in for a third term as Prime Minister, Narendra Modi paid respects to Gandhi at a ceremony in New Delhi. But he's been criticised for never explicitly condemning the worship of Natharam Godse, including by those in his own party, who consider the convicted murderer a patriot. Instead, the Modi government's policies have won support among right-wing nationalists, including revoking Kashmir's special status and constructing a Hindu temple on a site claimed by Muslims.
We are happy with the BJP government. They abolished Article 370 and constructed the Lord Sri Ram Temple. Moreover, there's been a rise of Hindu sentiment across the country. What could be better than this for us?
But for most Indians, it is Mahatma Gandhi who will always be India's moral compass. These advocates of Gandhian philosophy meet in New Delhi each week to read his works and discuss his ideas. Kumar Prashant is the chairman of the Gandhi Peace Foundation.
The people who are questioning Gandhi right now, they are a different kind of people. They are always opposed Gandhi during his lifetime. They have shot Gandhi because when they realize that it is impossible to stop this man by other ways, then they have decided to kill him. But they are foolish people. They don't know that you can kill a man, but you can't kill an idea. Gandhi has become an idea, and after his murder, he has become a worldwide idea.
A non-violent struggle, still standing against hatred. In New Delhi, Aaron Fernandez, SBS World News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.